Completion of this record-setting monument in 1886 represented a stunning technical achievement. The statue was immediately hailed as the 8th wonder of the world and the first modern wonder. The designers who joined the French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi to create this work, the American architect Richard Morris Hunt and the French engineer Alexandre Gustave Eiffel, were both accomplished in their fields and well-equipped to undertake a project of such grand, even unprecedented scale. It was not to challenge the skills of her designers and builders, however, that the statue assumed exceptional proportions. What motivated the sculptor and the architect was instead the significance of the ideas and achievements that the monument portrays. Liberty Enlightening the World, as the statue was initially called, was conceived by an ardent admirer of the United States, Edouard René Lefebvre de Laboulaye. A French scholar of legal and political institutions, Laboulaye found inspiration in America's founding history and in her people's commitment to liberty and representative government. The United States had served as an exemplary republic since its founding. The founders themselves believed that they were part of something larger even than the nation. In this new government, they prophesied, lay a foundation for erecting temples of liberty in every part of the earth. Yet by the middle of the 19th century, the influence of the American system of government, based on respect for individual liberty and dignity, was heavily burdened by the abhorrent enslavement of the African American people. When the American Civil War commenced in 1861, Laboulaye, along with many people around the world, followed events closely. Laboulaye felt strongly that the resolution of the issues that fueled the war, the authority of the federal government, and the future of slavery, held global importance. The Civil War asked and would answer the question, can a constitutional republic or democracy, a government of the people by the same people, withstand this grave threat to its existence while honoring its principles? If the Union failed, President Abraham Lincoln warned the U.S. Congress and the rest of the world in 1861, such failure would thus practically put an end to free government upon the earth. In this light, the preservation of the American Republic was perceived to carry immense importance beyond national borders. When the war came to an end, Laboulaye and other admirers of the American form of government enjoyed great relief. The devastating news that followed shortly thereafter, however, shattered this sense of ease and imbued the Union's victory with heightened significance. Less than a week after the surrender of the Confederate Army under Robert E. Lee and the cessation of the brutal 4-year-long war, Abraham Lincoln, whose words and deeds had come to represent his nation's commitment to liberty, was mortally wounded in Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. "How great is the emotion in Paris," observed Laboulaye. "People in France reacted to the tragedy of Lincoln's death with declarations of goodwill toward the American people." For Laboulaye, this response demonstrated a rekindling of the bonds of friendship that had been established during the American War for Independence, personified by the Marquis de Lafayette. The French military had participated in the American Revolutionary War, and the French people had watched with interest as the young nation developed. They admired the founding ideals of the American Republic and rejoiced in the survival of the Union. A monument to liberty and the independence of the United States, Laboulaye now proposed, built as a collaborative effort by the two peoples, would celebrate their friendship and express the aspirations and ideals they shared.